Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's coming again soon. His reward is with him. He's going to take his people home, and Jesus is very excited about rapturing the church. He loves his people. He died for them, and he's going to be rewarded with his people. He wants to be with us, just like you want to be with him. And by the Holy Ghost, I can talk to him all the time. I love the Lord. It pleases me to do whatever he say do, and I want to make sure that I obey him. Now, the Lord is coming again soon. And these are days where whatever we do is very important. And many times people focus on needs. And the enemy tries to distract us with problems to alter our focus. He knows if we're focused correctly, we're a threat and we thrive. Yesterday's broadcast, the Lord called it better. You know, we have a better life. With him, everything gets better and better. And I ended the broadcast, the second half of the broadcast, talking about thriving in the Lord. And the Lord wanted me to pick it up there again. Thriving is totally different than surviving. There are some Christians who thrive in the Lord, but they watch God. They pay attention. Most people, they thrive in a vein. They thrive on their avenues, but not holistically. And I want to clarify something. Some people are skilled at faith and they can believe God for things, for situations, blessings. And some people get all the blessings that they can think of. But they're missing out on the things that God can think of. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic or mean. I'm just pointing out some true facts. Thriving in the Lord is different than man's version of thriving. You may not be troubled with the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, and you thrive, you prosper, you get all your bills paid, you leave your children an inheritance, you live in a clean, nice home, and you drive good vehicles. All these things are wonderful. You even work the job you love, or you're in full-time ministry and having a good time with it. But thriving in the Lord is so much better than all those wonderful things I just described. The Lord blesses us. We set the limits on the blessings. But you have to, with God, you can't, if you have selective hearing, you're not going to prosper fully. With God, you have to consider all. And just like people go out to God about the things they want, or good things that they desire, getting their family saved, things like that. They go out to God about it. God don't have to find them about their needs. But what if you lay your whole life on the altar? You present your whole life a living sacrifice. Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to make it happen. And you do it with the same enthusiasm as you did when you were trying to aspire to do greater things. And you learn to thrive in some areas. And, you know, I'm not blaming anybody because this world is crazy. And we grew up in it. And we learned some gnarly ways in our beginnings. Well, when you're trying to do good, people are trying to tear you down. They're trying to talk you out of good. They're trying to neutralize your life. Just like they take a dog and neuter him. They're trying to neuter your life back to the ways of the world. They don't want you to live too far above the world. The world gets jealous. And you know, people are in their pride, they try to find a way to neutralize what you're doing. They don't really like prosperity in you. Some people want to do better than you, and some people believe prosperity is evil. And, you know, old priests used to take a poverty vow, which is crazy. You are prosperity. Everything about your life is supposed to get better if you represent the loving God that we serve. So they're all kind of thoughts and persuasion, and all of them that are not of God, they are of Satan. There's no middle ground. Middle ground is the biggest lie there was. That's the greatest lie in Satan's arsenal. Lukewarm, neutral, midway. That's a lie. If you know, when they told the Christians, well, though you get saved, but healing went out with the apostles. Doctrine of the devil. The Holy Spirit quit falling on men. We don't speak in tongues anymore. You don't. I do. And I got many millions of brothers that do, and sisters in the Lord that love God and they pray in the Holy Spirit, and it's not wrong and it's not crazy. And there were people who got off balance and made it look wrong or made it look crazy. Man mess up everything, but it's holy and it's beautiful. God is the master of all language. And speaking in tongues is nothing. It's like a drop in the bucket to God. It's nothing. It's easy. And it's wonderful. It's holy and it's advantageous. But to the religious world, they don't want that. Now, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit can help you see what you don't see, so that you can thrive in greater ways. The biggest problem I found in all men, and all men have in common, people that love God and people that don't, is they don't want to fully yield to Him. Now that may sound like a slap in the face, but I listen. It's in the conversation. Whatever people believe in their heart, that's in their conversation. When you yield to the Lord, that's when you become very mighty. And you can do anything. And sometimes people are afraid. They fear that God will give them an assignment. I rejoice when the Lord do an assignment. I'm going to tell you why. And I say it all the time. He thinks of everything. He evaluates everything. When He give you a word to give somebody else, when He give you a message that you got to preach to a certain audience, He's evaluated everything. And if you'll just yield to Him, you'll get to see greater glories. You're going to see God move in you just like He moved in Moses, just like He moved in Samuel and Paul and David. You're on the scene now with their writings. You got more than they had at their time. David didn't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but he danced in the Holy Spirit. He did what he had. He used what he had to work with. He had the anointing. But he didn't have the Holy Spirit inside him. And we have the Holy Spirit inside us. And he did wrong with Bathsheba and killed her husband. But we have the Holy Spirit inside us to give us a check of restraint, to help us come back to reality. In the wide world, you can find yourself in a ditch, or you can find yourself with thoughts that will cause you to get in a ditch. And the Holy Spirit helps bring balance. He guides us out of harm's way. He teaches us things that we need to know. He alerts us. And I don't want to live without that. I can build my life without the crazy stuff. I don't want crazy things in my life. I left the world because I didn't want it, but that don't mean you don't fall back into it. It's hard not to sometimes. And I say that for people who are just starting out, but it gets better. One time I thought I was going to fall, but I didn't. I kept relying on the Lord. That's why that's my first response. It's like a reflex. When I get in trouble, I'm looking at the Lord. Because I know I can't get myself out of it. And I have to hurry up while I want to. While I want to get out of it. If you look at the world long enough, you'll start wanting what's in the world. You'll have a taste for it. But I use confessions to destroy all that. That's why I'm teaching about thriving. Some people don't know these things. Charles Capps did an excellent job on teaching about confessions. How to direct your faith where you want it. Where do you need it? Now, you know, I talk about my testimony a lot. I didn't want to lust after women or be tempted by them. And I didn't want to, I already didn't like pride. But everything of God, see, Satan is tricky. The known weaknesses, I dealt with them by faith and confession. And I prayed, I did everything. I didn't want it. I told God I didn't want it. I asked him to help me be strong because I felt weak. And I knew I felt weak, and I knew I was weak. So I said, I'm strong, and I hate this sin. It's sin because it's the thoughts of sin, and I didn't want it in my life. I used to have to pray and praise God until I didn't feel tempted. Then I'd get up and go outside. But I could, but it continued to happen until I dealt with it. That's why I know what it's like to survive. That's what I did every day to survive. But I didn't want to continue living in survival mode. I wanted to thrive. So I continued. And the Lord taught me balance. I asked him to teach me how to love his people. And that's how I conquered. That's the main way that I conquered. He taught me to love the people that were trying to tempt me. Just like he taught me to love the people that tried to make me angry or tried to get on my nerves or aggravate me. Love, with love you can do what God would do. That's yielding to God is your power. That's why you're going to be the head and not the tail. Because you walk in love. Because you operate like God. Now people want the blessings of God, but you have to walk in his way to do it. You have to do what he did. And it's easy. Then from there I learned a logic that I didn't have and that I didn't learn in the world. I learned to thrive. And by confessing that I hated those things that were wrong, it became true in me. I grew stronger and stronger, and my love for God grew stronger, and my love for the world grew weaker. And then I did something that I didn't know I could do. I hardened my heart against the world by confessing the word of God. I said I hate it. That hardened my heart against the world. Against the world. Everything that was a problem, a challenge, every fear, every logic that was anti-Christ, I hated it. Especially pride, because God hates pride the most. And he made it known. A lying tongue, he hates that. And sometimes when you talk about the miracles in your life, you sound like an exaggerator. I try not to sound like an exaggerator, but I tell the truth anyway. Some of the things are just miracles. That's what they are. That's what happens. If you yield to the Lord, miracles are going to follow you. Wonders. That's just how it is. You might as well get over it and tell the truth. But I love God. Now, what I'm saying is when you yield to the Lord, he will instruct you and school you and train you in the ways that you got to go. And you can thrive in greater avenues. Greater avenues. Sometimes people feel like, well, I've arrived. I've conquered all. Because I got the situation I want. I'm still married. I got a nice house. It's clean. It's full of nice furniture. I got a car. I got money in the bank. I got an inheritance for my grandchildren. They got all these wonderful things. Good for them. I like that. That's how it's supposed to be. But what about what God wants? What is God training you for? There are so many needs out there. And sometimes people's mind, once their life is comfortable, now you're back in the illusion again. Once your life is comfortable, it's easy not to think about the needs of others. And they're all over the place. It's easy, you know, not to think about what else can I be doing? What else can be perfected? But when you yield to the, you can't do it in your own strength. If you did the right things in life, you didn't do it in your own strength. You did it in his strength. We do everything in his strength. That's what thriving is all about. The people that fail, they try to do it in their strength. They're out of the rest. Our Sabbath is the rest. That doesn't mean you don't work. Some people say, well, that means I don't have to work. No. You're the head because you serve. You take what God has given you and you do something with it and you serve others. It's important. Serving others is very, very important. I'm going to take the knowledge that God has given me and I'm going to serve man with it. In business, you know, Scott Webb said a good business deal leaves both parties better off. You have to charge people if you're in business. I have to say that because a lot of Christian people think that, well, I have to take care of other people because I got a business. No, You got to do the work as under God, and they got to pay you for your service. Once you get paid, then you can give what God directs you to give to the need He prepared you to. When God prospers us, He gives us more than enough so we will have to give. That's the theme of working. Working as under God, so that you work with your own hands as under God, so you'll have to give. Not corral other people to do what you're supposed to be doing, and then when they give to you, then you give. That's not, David said, I won't give God something that costs me nothing. You have to do your, everybody got their own labor. And when people try to get out of their labor, they're out of the will of God. Even full-time ministry is labor. If you're in full-time ministry, people are, they're contributing to the ministry. Our labor is to pray and study the word, minister to people, counsel people when we have to, and get the word out. We're anointed to do such, and the Lord will show us how to do it. It's work. Not preach one message in a week and then go play golf all week. That's an abomination. Go and do what God said. Do the work of the ministry. Be adamant about it. Ask the Lord, lay your life on the altar and you will thrive. Some people are obedient, but they're not willing. They're obedient and reluctant. Some people are willing and reluctant to obey. They're willing, but they don't do everything. They do some stuff, and they're reluctant not to do some stuff. But when you say, Lord, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it. You can tell me anything you want to. I'm going to put my heart in it. That's what I'm talking about. That's how I learned to thrive against the world. And I use the same tactics and the same principles to obey God. I learned to love His people, and that's what motivated me. And it motivated me from the inside. And I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I don't want to mock time. I want to be effective. But I didn't know how to do it. And then the Lord used me for what he sanctioned me to do. He set me apart to do specific things. Now, I don't do what like other people do. Some people go to the park on their off day and witness. He didn't guide me that way. He told me to do the writing ministry, Living Letter Ministries. And then He had me to do the radio broadcast and then the website. He's giving me revelation, and I'm getting it out there to you and anybody that wants it. And the Lord gave me specific instructions for a reason, and they're beautiful reasons. I don't tell everybody everything. Nobody knows everything the Lord told me. My son knows more than most when it came to the things of God. And my wife. So I told them things, that personal things that the Lord told me, strategic reasons for how God gave me this ministry and how it works. But most people don't know that. I don't tell them everything. I only say what God gave me to say. Thriving is different than surviving, but that's the point. With God, you have to follow His instruction. And He's specific, so you got to be specific in how you respond. You have to do exactly what He say. It will work. It's beautiful. Now, as you go forward in the Lord, doing all this in His heart, He's going to show you needs and things you can do, and you're going to love it. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's going to be good. And it's going to make the day. It's going to make the difference. But if you're not willing to complete it, then if you're not capable, He won't even bother you about it. But if you yield to Him and become capable, then that's good for you, because your rewards will increase. More people will get saved. More people will live better, and He'll be able to trust you with more information. And if you guard your heart so that you don't get in pride, God will cause you to thrive in this life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. There's always greater. There's always better. And we're going to stay with this until the Lord changes. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.